And in those days, the stadium wasn't real well kept. New York was dirty. The stadium was dirty. But when you look at the field and realize everything that had happened out there.
Right. I feel that way about Fenway and Wrigley, too.
Fenway underwent a renovation after I went there. And that ballpark was built in 1912. And let me tell you something. The seats were built for the 1912 Fanny. Because I was in great shape then. Yeah. And it's still, you scraped your hips against the armrests on the seats because they were so tiny. It was a joke. It is 7 o'clock. Businesses that want to make money, I can offer you the best employee that you'll never have to hire. It's called DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants, Inc., using technologies like telematics so you can, at the end of your day, mind your own business by knowing where your vehicles have been, how long they were on site. Are your people working efficiently? Are they following the rules of the road? At the end of a workday, with a couple of clicks, you can find all that out and make adjustments as necessary. They're also experts in two-way communication and a reminder that 3G is about to go the way of the carrier pigeon, which also used to be a form of communication. Those towers are actually being torn down, so it's important for businesses that rely on communication to make sure they're 4G compliant. They can help with two-way radios and just about anything you need. Cell phones, by the way, have proven to be very inefficient as a business communications tool because there are just too many distractions with them. So get with a company that can help you and your bottom line. DCCI.com, that's com with a double M.com, or call 780-1112. CRN News coming up in two.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still light to moderate all over the area. A little bit of congestion with Wetumpka Highway inbound to Montgomery and on East Boulevard at I-85. But overall, everybody seems to be getting where they're going this morning. We have no reports of accidents anywhere so far. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? For the kickin' chicken roll-up and a side salad that sounds perfect for lunch today.
Chappie's Deli has great service and a huge menu. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is March 30th, Take a Walk in the Park Day, also known as Carry a Can of Mace with You Day, and Don't Sit on the Grass Because, Ooh, Some Idiot Didn't Clean Up After His Dog Day. Enjoy your walk in the park.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The first prosecution witnesses have testified about the death of George Floyd. Now, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. Witness Donald Williams has told jurors in Chauvin's trial it was a terrible thing to watch. In his opening statement, defense lawyer Eric Nelson asked jurors to keep an open mind. More testimony day two today. There will be a public memorial service today for fallen Boulder, Colorado police officer Eric Talley, among the 10 victims of last week's shootings at a Boulder grocery store. President Biden urging Americans to stay vigilant when it comes to coronavirus safety protocols, and he is urging states that abandon mask mandates to reimpose those rules. Wall Street Dow futures down 28 points, NASDAQ futures off 78. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is 7:07.
Unstuck. The cargo ship's free. Bringing stuff. Across the seas, unstuck. Tugboats working real hard to unclog the Suez Canal. Unstuck boats weigh 220,000 tons. Fire the captain who screwed up his job real bad. Unstuck. Not blocked anymore. Now the crap it has can get to the store.
We got the boat dislodged from the Suez Canal. Do our phones work?
No.
So progress is being made. And
there's a connection.
Yeah. I'm trying to will the Dow futures up into green territory.
Will it more?
I'm working on it. It's only down 13 points at this point. We might hear from Brant next hour. Mm-hmm. At 7:09. Mm-hmm. What?
No, we won't.
Oh, on the phone. If we had a phone.
Go run and ask him how it's doing, and then we'll...
Hey, Brent, if you're listening, if there's a carrier pigeon out in front of the station area.
Or come by the building and knock on the back door. We'll let you up. See, I force a habit. So unless there's a miracle between now and 9, it's like, well, we won't be able to talk to Randy Burkhalter today.
Yeah, we can't call out.
But we can talk about them, of course.
But those prizes we give away are starting to stack up, right?
Well, the company rule says that when... the phone system is not working. We cannot conduct contests. We get to keep the stuff.
Oh, good. Oh, I see. I'm going to go to Seafood Bistro for lunch today.
And I'm going to stock up on meat at the food outlet.
You can check out the state-of-the-art machine that I've been working with this morning, trying to get that
online. That's hilarious.
So far, not so good. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We got a weather situation. Another one to pay close attention to.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
A warmer day today with a high up to about 76. There'll be some spotty thunderstorms on the radar later on this afternoon and scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, high near 80. Thunderstorms are likely, a few strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are the main threat, but a tornado can't be ruled out. It's a level 2 on a 5 scale, so it's not the danger of last week, but something we're watching. Then sharply colder Wednesday night. Thursday will be a blustery day. Highs only in the 50s. Ouch. It's late in the ballgame for that, with the winds making it seem colder, and low 30s by Friday morning with frost. So, growers, Alabama growers, stand by. You're going to have to protect your sensitive vegetation. And then looks like Easter Sunday weekend is storm-free and nice. I think we're up to 74 on Easter Sunday. Right now this morning, clear skies, 48. It's 7:12.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
Now, what have you got for me?
We got a big show for you. Big, big show.
All right.
When is it?
It was yesterday.
You're kidding. Doesn't anyone do anything on Tuesdays anymore?
Wait.
It is today.
Tuesday.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
I'm just a happy camper. Rocking and a rolling.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
All right. Every Tuesday, we had a commentary from Menthol Meredith. And you never know what she's going to choose to talk about.
Never.
So I was a little bit surprised when I opened up her commentary this morning and found out she was discussing the Suez Canal. That just doesn't seem to be in her wheelhouse. But here's what she had to say about it.
Well, everybody is talking about that boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal. Reminds me of the time I got stuck in the porta potty at a Jimmy Buffett concert. That boat might have been holding up global trade, but man, that's nothing compared to the drunken parrot heads I had to face once the fire department finally got me dislodged. What happened was, I dropped my flask down the commode, the cherished flask my great-grandma gave me, you know, when I got early release. So I stuck my arm down in there to fish it out, and I got stuck as a duck. My cries for help were drowned out by a cheeseburger in paradise, but finally, the parrot heads ran out of patience, thrust the door open, and saw me elbow deep stuck in the commode. Long story short, I ended up with a sprained wrist and a real weird rash, but I got my flask back. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I'm doing my taxes, and I'm trying to figure out if I can deduct Marlboro miles.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Menthol Meredith, for your commentary.
Marlboro miles.
Let's talk Food Outlet, where you can save just by walking in the door. Don't need to bring any coupons or anything else to rack up savings. And I estimate, I've been shopping there, I'm in my 9th year now, and just in 5 basic areas of the store, meat, dairy, bread, and so forth, that I save, without even trying, $600 to $800 a year. Probably more, I'm estimating on the conservative side. And it's great to have a place you can go to and know you're gonna get cost plus 10% every week. Today is Tuesday, so they do mark certain items down special each week. And today is the last day for this week's special. So if you're craving sirloin, go get it at $3.57 a pound, because that changes tomorrow. Won't be that much higher, but man, that is a great price. Oscar Mayer, the bun length hot dog. I see those for $3 at the store on sale. Really? Well, at Food Outlet, they're $1.50 a pack. Cartons of 12 packs of Coca-Cola cans, that's the 12-ounce can, those are $3.67 each. And we should mention the BLT yesterday. That featured large tomatoes, big,
juicy.
Fill the palm of your hand-sized tomatoes at 82 cents a pound.
Yep.
And boneless pork loin, which we had for dinner Sunday night, $1.46. That with some Thai sweet from Baumhauer's is a great combination. So try them in Millbrook. They're on Highway 14 on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville. Nice people to welcome you. I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:15, your local news, and then we're back with Random Facts. There won't be a pop quiz because, well, we just don't have
a working quiz.
But it'll still be fun.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Roughly 7,000 Montgomery Public School students are expected to be back in the classroom next week. MPS is giving families the option to return to in-person learning or continue with virtual learning. Millbrook police have arrested a man in connection to a stabbing over the weekend. Authorities charge Robert Thomas with second-degree assault after they say he stabbed a 26-year-old at a home in the 3000 block of Grandview Road. The victim was hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. And the Montgomery County EMA hosted a drive-up vaccine clinic Monday at Old Smiley Court. Officials say they had 1,100 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to administer. EMA officials say their goal is to make getting a vaccine as easy as possible. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 30th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby MC Hammer.
All right, the time of birth is... Stop! Hammer time.
MC Hammer, a star is born.
And now...
He's not only the MC, he's the guy who nails.
And the random facts.
Boy, nailed it. Hammer, you nailed it. Was great. It.
Hammer. Yeah. You really mean that, or are you just saying it?
No, it's really, it was, first of all, you nailed it because it was so tight, but you nailed it because there was a hammer involved.
Oh, I hope we can do as good on number two.
Yeah. Number two.
Did you know George Takei respectfully declined an offer to voice himself in the Simpsons episode titled Marge versus the Monorail because he didn't want to ridicule public transportation.
Is that right?
Which is oddly enough, Conan O'Brien, who was the writer of that episode, said in commentary something, we asked the one guy in Hollywood who cared about public transportation.
Right.
He was on the, where do I have here? He was the board of directors of the Southern California Rapid Transit District, which is now known as the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transit Authority. He was a member of the board of directors for that at the time.
And his family was interned.
Yes.
Is that the word? Interned?
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, they were.
After Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. So they went and they got Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, you're kidding.
It. Yeah. So he went and did it.
I forgot Conan was a writer for that
show. Yeah, he was. Some of the really good episodes, too. Did you know, on April 1st of 1996, Taco Bell made an announcement that they had bought the Liberty Bell.
Remember that.
1976?
The 1996.
96.
And they renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell.
People went nuts.
This caused an outrage. But it also caused a huge spike in sales at Taco Bell.
Wow.
Dang.
I thought Taco Bell was the Mexican phone company.
See, today... See what he did there with the... No.
See, I do. You said back in the day, what?
Oh, I know. Today, that would become a big cancel culture kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how dare they? Well, no. No, the left hates the Liberty Bell. I don't care.
But it was outraged. People were outraged, yet the sales increased.
Uh-huh.
Well, a big spike in sales.
You know, that frequently happens. The Dr. Seuss incident caused... the sales of Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah. White House press secretary at the time was Mike McCurry. He played along and responded to questions that day that the federal government was also selling the Lincoln Memorial to Ford Motor Company and renaming it the Lincoln Mercury Memorial.
That's brilliant.
That's hilarious.
It is. Lincoln Mercury. Remember the cougar they used to sit on top of the Mercury sign? You know, for their... I used to accuse my mother of snarling at me like the Mercury Cougar.
Did you know, in the 1950s, NBC hired a chimpanzee to co-anchor the Today Show?
Yes.
I didn't realize it was so successful. It was a massive hit.
Yes,
it earned NBC an estimated $100 million over his 6 years on the show.
With Dave Garraway? Remember? Dave Garraway was the host of the Today Show.
Don't go that far back. I don't remember.
No, I obviously don't either, but you've seen clips. You've seen clips.
Yeah, yeah, the chimney pansy.
I don't remember this. I've never heard this. First time I've heard of that. The chimp, by the way, is still alive.
Is he?
Yes.
You're kidding me, because Dave Garraway ain't.
You are having way too much fun with this.
Yeah. Are we allowed to have fun on the show?
Yes, you are. This is funny.
Because Dick Carraway.
Go into the phone.
That's just funny to me. I'm sorry. Did you know?
I'm just trying to remain my normal, mature self.
How old is the chip? Do you know how old the chip is?
I will go and find out. Hang on.
Well, we can do some simple math. 1950s, right?
Be at least 70.
He was born in 1952.
Oh,
God. He's currently 16.
How many is that?
We've done the timeline on your birthday before, so.
We're almost there. I'm sorry. Did you know
contest. Who goes first?
In June of 2017.
Yeah.
Woo! The helmet worn by Rick Moranis in Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
Sold at a memorabilia auction for $39,000. Also sold at this auction, the light-up dance floor from Saturday Night Fever.
Wow. You're kidding.
And R2-D2 from Star Wars.
Really?
Which one do you think sold for more, the floor from Saturday Night Fever or R2-D2?
R2-D2.
Exactly. $2.76 million for R2-D2.
Yeah.
The floor went for $1.2 million.
The helmet.
I wonder who bought it and if it was put into use. And that'd be kind of cool to have that in a, you know, if you had a nightclub.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The floor. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I can tell you who didn't buy it. David, whatever his
name is. Dave Garraway, because he's dead.
Whack, whack.
Is it nearing break time?
I'm getting there. I'm sorry. You can break anytime. You know what? You break anytime you want.
No. Go ahead.
I'm
still working on my next convoluted.
did you know in the 3rd century China, Han emperors required anyone who addressed them to chew on cloves first to freshen their breath?
You're kidding.
Like, you can't talk to me without a breath freshener, which, back then they had breath freshener. And did you know, since 1995, well, there's two interesting facts here. Since 1995, Jack in the Box has sold or given away 22 million what?
What, Jack in the Box?
You mean the fast food?
Yes, and place? It's very specific to Jack in the Box.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
And it's not a food item.
Oh. Jack?
Yeah, well, not you would guess it, because what you don't see a lot of, and I didn't think about this until I saw this fact, was they've sold or given away 22 million of their little Jack-in-the-Box antenna balls.
Oh.
Do you know, it's the Jack-in-the-Box head, and it goes on your antenna.
Oh.
But you don't see those, because cars don't have antennas anymore.
Of course not.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Do you remember when the yellow balls were...
right.
So you could spot your car?
Those are still in use in parts of South Florida, trust me.
But then they became obsolete when everybody had one on their, on their car.
Yeah. You walk out of the Sawgrass Mall, I can't find my car.
Because everybody did the same thing you did.
Right.
Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about the Civil War, one of Rich's favorite topics. The Coast Guard, the Sweet 16, the gaming thing, your skin cells, and we'll also talk about World War II. That's all coming up in Random Facts.
Before we continue with this program, it is of the utmost importance that we acknowledge a birthday of one of our great listeners, Mr. Gary Garvin.
Happy birthday to you.
Gary, we love you, appreciate you, and we're even going to go one step beyond and bring in Jeb, just to make sure that you've had the full acknowledgement.
Please clap.
Could have put a little more effort into that, Jeb, for our friend Gary, but that's okay. Happy birthday, buddy. It is 7:28. Let's look at cars, specifically at Jack Ingram Nissan this morning, where they have the best deal you can get. If you want to go new but would prefer not to have to pay that depreciation cost, they've got a 2021 Nissan Rogue, certified pre-owned, but it only has 1,500 miles on it. You don't get that much closer to brand new than you do with that. And the price on it, check it out at jackingramnissan.com. Plenty of great pre-owned opportunities with very low mileage Nissans. A pair of 2020 Nissan Altimas with about 6,000 miles. Let's see, moving down the charts here. Obviously, the more miles it comes in. I got an Armada in certified pre-owned. That's only got 10,000 miles on it. That baby is huge. Oh, and a 2020 Nissan Frontier with only 872 miles. Check out the price on that. That Kicks little SUV is fun. They have a 2020 Nissan Kicks S with 487 miles. That is technically a certified pre-owned vehicle, so you'll save on that one as well. Fun little machine, too. See it all at jackingramnissan.com or stop by and see the team on the Boulevard, because it is time to love what you drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic got a pretty quiet Tuesday morning going on. We've got a little congestion now on Norman Bridge inbound to downtown, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic. A little congestion Northeast Boulevard at Highway 231 and East Boulevard at I-85, and that's about it so far. If you're looking for a pickup, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, overstocked with pickup trucks. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Easter is almost upon us. It's time to place your order for Easter ice cookies, pedophores, and dessert cakes to share with family. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
This is the show where every dog's dream can come true.
ABC Tonight, Rebel Wilson hosts a new breed of reality competition.
Release the hounds!
Prepare to be bow wowed by the amazing transformations.
This dog looks like a piece of art.
As America's top groomers go head to tail.
This is go time.
Who will be best in show?
This is Pooch Perfect.
The series premiere of Pooch Perfect.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. It's time to go to work. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to get out of bed, brush your teeth, eat some breakfast, and get into your car. After going back into your house because you forgot your phone, and then once more for your keys, you'll fight morning rush hour traffic, suppressing the urge to hit pedestrians and run slower drivers off the road. As always, should you be caught, this station will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This message will self-destruct.
And now,
your mission, and you will accept it, is to listen to part two of
Random Facts.
Good job.
Very good. Nice.
Good job. Had to
Where's the explosion?
Huh?
Where's the explosion?
Oh, yeah. I'm at the end of the thing, yes. Right there.
I was almost Dave Garraway.
A little too hot for you there, huh?
He's awake now.
Chills.
Did you know 150-year-old mortar shells, basically is what they are, bomb shells, from the Civil War can still be dangerous to this day? Some treasure hunters have died while collecting these things. It is estimated that troops lobbed 1.5 million artillery shells and cannonballs at each other from 61 to 65. Mm-hmm. As many as one in five were duds.
Wow.
Jeez.
Did you know the United States Coast Guard is organized to operate in 9 districts? The districts are numbered 1st, 5th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 11th, 13th, 14th, and 17th.
No, it's 11th?
It's really weird how the numbering system, and why it's done that way, too, is that likely there were possibly some others that existed, and then things combined or changed.
Decommissioned?
De-established, decommissioned, stuff like that, so... That's why it's so awkward. Did you know Sweet 16, which just took place, the Sweet 16, referring to the 16 teams in the sports tournament, it's a trademark phrase.
Really?
And it's trademarked by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association.
Is that right?
Yeah. The NCAA had to strike a deal with the KHSAA to use that phrase to describe the eighth finals of the men's and women's Division I basketball tournament.
You're kidding.
So, yeah.
Wow. So now we're down to the Final Four, right?
Yeah.
I think we are down to the Final Four.
Are we down there? Well, no. Elite Eight, right? Or was...
No, Elite Eight just finished last night.
That was last night, wasn't it? Yeah.
Baylor just got in for the first time since 1950.
Yep. So, yeah, we're down to the Final Four. Did you know the average age of human skin cells is about 2 weeks old?
Really?
Yep. And finally, the siege of Stalingrad resulted in more Russian deaths, military and civilian, than the U.S. and Britain sustained combined in all of World War II.
It was bad for the Russians. It was bad for the Germans. It was just horrible, Stalingrad. Yeah.
And Lenin didn't. Lenin was, he was in charge. No, Stalin, not Lenin. Stalin was in charge at that time, right?
Of Russia?
Yeah. The little fact here, 90% of Russian males born in 1922 were not alive at the end of the war.
Wow.
90%. Wow. 90%.
Man. Wow. Amazing.
So, anyway, those are your random facts.
All right.
7:37, I'm beginning to think Eddie Bader's real last name is sold. I went to his Facebook page today to check out properties that he and EXP Realty have out there, and all I'm seeing are sold signs next to EXP. But somebody actually saying how happy they were that I guess they're moving to another area. They thanking Eddie and Pam's coworker for their help getting their home sold and her being able to close the Alabama chapter in her life. You know, when it's time to move, and sometimes that comes on very abruptly, transfer, job change, and then sometimes it's just a plan. You want to downsize, you want to retire to some other location. Whatever the case, you want somebody who knows how to get a house seen and sold. And Eddie, over the last year, has been able to put an asking price out there, get numbers of people to see and want the house, and then bid up the selling price. So he has done over list many, many times. He works hard. He's got a knack and a ready knowledge of the marketplace. And you can't possibly put that listing into better hands. 322-0662 is the number to call Eddie. He works continuously. I don't know how he does it. But and when it comes to the taking as much of the work out of the equation for whether you're buying or selling, Eddie is fantastic at that too. It's a stressful time. Take a guy who can make it as easy as possible for you. Give him the chance to do it. And great to work with. I mean, you'll love him. 322-0662. Eddie Bader from EXP Realty. Now, normally at this time, we'd be doing our pop quiz. And we just got a note from, did you see the note from Kelly Cooley?
Oh, we got another one?
Yeah.
We have a new update?
It's a new ticket, and from the people that provide the phone.
Yeah.
Status, wait. Description, all lines down. So.
Okay, so.
What's the thing? Update. The Windstream teleport knock. Transport knock. Isolated trouble, major card failure. Resetting says the other will obtain a card from these. Will meet around York, Alabama to exchange the needed cards and escort them to Montgomery.
Is that right?
In addition to the card failure, the Vertex side, the fiber cut is expected to be repaired by 1 p.m. Eastern, so by noon. We expect that services will restore once one of these two repairs is completed, so maybe by noon.
Where are these people out of? Are they local?
I don't know. What is this, Windstream? I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, so what would our question be if we do? We're doing a question today. How old is the chimp?
Older than Dave Garraway.
The chimp would have been 68. So anyway, why is it?
Did they have a birthday on that chimp, a specific day?
Oh, yeah, they did actually. Hang on, I gotta go back to it.
Tell you what, while you're looking for that, let's quickly hit the traffic dungeon at 7:40.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, a little bit of congestion now on East Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Still a little busy on East Boulevard at I-85 and still a lot of incoming traffic on 31 from Prattville and 231 from Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic to downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere so far this morning. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It is 7:41.
That's Dave Garraway.
With the legend.
What? One of them is still alive.
He was born March 14th of 1952.
Wow.
So he would have been older than all of us.
J. Fred Muggs is his name.
Right.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that name, J. Fred Muggs.
Yeah.
And where does he currently reside? I wonder.
That's a good question.
Is he in a zoo somewhere?
Let's see. Muggs went on a world tour to promote today.
Random chimps.
Muggs and his live-in girlfriend, Phoebe.
I think we've heard about Phoebe.
We're still alive as of January 12th, 20... Oh, that's from 2012. Wow, it's been another 8 years. And living in Citrus Park, Florida.
Oh, nice. Well, the retirement community.
Probably in the Villages.
Yeah, he's got some gray. Muggs has a little gray on him now. But yeah. I need to, let's see.
I didn't know they lived that long. That's pretty incredible.
That's the thing. Chimpanzees have been known to live up to 70 years, though 50 is more commonly the animal's lifespan. Wow. This thing is 69 years old.
Man.
I want to see if, but that was in 2012. I need to see if he's still alive.
Yeah, there's a couple of, like, there's a turtle that's still around for over 100 years, and I've always wondered, well, how do they know? What's the chain of custody that goes back to the human being who could specifically say, yeah, this turtle was born on this particular
day? As of March 2018, he was still alive.
By the way, Dave Garraway died in 82.
I thought that sounded familiar.
I think Jess is going to die from hypothermia in here. That AC unit likes to work.
What's the matter?
It's cold.
I don't feel it today.
My feet do.
It's not even on. It's 69.
It's on. It's blowing air.
It is. I can hear it on. It's I have no idea what air. It's doing. But
well, isn't that typical? This thing, when I need it to work,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't come on, but no, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Maybe Chase could stay in your lap for a while.
Chase will
run downstairs and run around.
He's like Cuddly Dudley. He'll be nice and warm and fuzzy.
Cuddly Dudley.
44. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
It's going to be a warmer day today by a few degrees. There is a northward moving warm front that'll be heading through the state today. Some spotty thunderstorms will pop up this afternoon and scattered thunderstorms tonight over that low 64. Now tomorrow, with a high temperature near 80, thunderstorms are likely. A few strong, possibly severe storms, especially in the afternoon hours. Damaging winds would be the main threat. But a tornado can't be ruled out, although the threat is, it's not like last Thursday, okay? It's not like a tornado outbreak. Sharply colder Wednesday night, and then get this, on Thursday, high temperatures only in the 50s, probably upper 50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. This is going to be a big, big change. And then we'll be in the probably around 34 on Friday morning with frost. The record is 30, so I think the record's probably safe. And then we start to warm up a little bit over the Easter weekend. In fact, we're up to 74 on Easter Sunday, a beautiful Easter Sunday forecast. Right now this morning, east winds at 10 miles per hour. Clear skies. It's 48 at 745.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are open for business right now, but it's kind of a catch-22. They're always open for business because they're ready to take your call in the middle of the night, in the middle of a holiday, in the middle of the weekend, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call because plumbing, let's face it, picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why Plumbing by Lukewire is always ready to serve you. Think about getting that whole house plumbing inspection. I got one, and it didn't take very long to get it. But that's where they look for issues that are not issues yet but are about to become big issues, and they fix it before they become big issues. Plumbing by Lukewire, they're great folks to deal with, and as a matter of fact, upfront pricing, too, in that they'll diagnose the problem, tell you how much it's going to cost, and then you know what it's going to cost, and they're going to fix it, and no surprises at the end. 264-9666, Plumbing by Lukewire, or their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Some very interesting animal stories just ahead at 746.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Millbrook police have arrested a man in connection to a stabbing over the weekend. Authorities charge Robert Thomas with second-degree assault. Police say he stabbed a 26-year-old at a home in the 3000 block of Grandview Road. The victim was hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Roughly 7,000 Montgomery Public School students are expected to be back in the classroom next week. MPS is giving families the option to return to in-person learning or continue with virtual learning. And the Montgomery County EMA hosted a drive-up vaccine clinic Monday at Old Smiley Court. Officials say they had 1,100 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to administer. EMA officials say their goal is to make getting a vaccine as easy as possible. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
You could sell your vehicle on your own. Allow strangers to come by for a test drive, spend countless hours listing it, taking calls, responding to emails, and still not get anywhere. Or you can make the smart choice and jump on pigbuys.com, input your vehicle information, and get a purchase offer in less than 30 minutes. And did I mention you could leave with money in hand today? I'm not sure about you, but that seems pretty simple and smart to me. Test drive the new way to sell your vehicle at pigbuys.com. Pigbuys, we pay the bacon.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With the rodeo being in the River Region this month, it's automatic that you'd think about trucks. Well, don't just think about them. Come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and get a brand new Silverado. New ones are arriving daily, and you can save thousands while they last. Also, get a new Trax and save $2,000, or get a new Equinox and save $3,000. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months on both. As always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in the area, and all are priced to move. Join the stampede of folks going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet to take advantage of a stockyard of savings. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. Since we were little cowpokes, Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Before you drop by, you can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! Chase! Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. Pun intended, Wolfman, take us to the Vogel.
Well, the Wolfman's a little off today.
The Wolfman is slow on the uptake. Our first story today is all about a cat. A couple in England recently found their neighbors were moving and that the house was up for sale. So out of curiosity, they looked it up on a real estate site to check out photos of the inside. Mm-hmm. What they found was their cat living inside the neighbor's house, all stretched out on one of the bedroom beds. Freddie was the cat's name. They say they knew he had gone inside their neighbor's house before, but didn't realize he was basically living there part-time. Sort of a double life. And it might not be the only neighbor that Freddie is cheating with.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here's more.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, you're so observational.
Where have you been?
Spending time at my other digs.
Well, are you hungry?
Well, I guess I could eat some more.
Oh, you're getting to be a fat cat, aren't you?
Looks like I'm not the only one, tight pants.
Mr. Friskers?
Oh, these names. The other people call me Thor.
How would you like to sleep with me tonight?
Uh-oh. I'll finish this bowl later. That is my out cue.
Where does he go every night?
That's for him to know and you to find out, lady. In other stories, a guy in Britain made an extraordinary discovery. Hundreds of pufferfish washing up in the sand.
What's a pufferfish?
Well, the mini sea monsters, they kind of blow up.
Oh.
You know, they inflate. It's sort
of
that's
why they're called puffer?
Yeah, they're disgusting. these mini sea monsters were identified by the South African government as the Evil Eye pufferfish, not the regular pufferfish.
Oh, no.
The Evil Eye.
Yeah.
And it's just as lethal as its name suggests. In fact, the spines of this unassuming little fish can deliver poison deadlier than cyanide.
Who knew?
I know. That is today's edition of Animal Stories. Enjoy the rest of the time.
I learned more about pufferfish today than I've ever heard, ever known.
Dang. I forgot to mention the emotional support python that I promoted yesterday. Seems like in these uncertain times, people are getting a little carried away with the emotional support thing.
Right.
I mean, aren't all pets generally emotional support creatures?
Of course.
Anyway?
But the airlines had to start cracking down on what they would allow. Because
yes.
For a while, they were allowing some really strange stuff.
This was out of Fort Walton Beach. Florida police were performing a DUI stop when they encountered an unusual passenger in one driver's car. They say the driver was accompanied by what appeared to be a python. And the driver said that the snake was his emotional support animal. He was then breathalyzed and arrested. No word as to what became of the python. So there you go. That catches you up on all the latest animal story news.
We did the chip earlier.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of animal news this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had something else, some other revelation on
that. No.
Yeah, all I right, pulled just this up earlier. It was, you mentioned this in the timeline. It was 40 years ago today.
Yep.
That, and again, you know, we hear the term viral and we think, well, that's only possible with the internet. But for those of us, I was just a tot, who remember like JFK and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Word got around really fast. It's just a matter of minutes in the difference between then and now. This is actual ABC News coverage of Reagan's assassination attempt 40 years ago today.
And shots were fired, apparently at President Reagan, as he was coming out of the Washington Hilton Hotel this afternoon. The president was not hit. But I just want to set this, keep reminding you that while these shots were obviously aimed at the president, Mr. Reagan was not hit. God, you tremble.
What's with the music?
It's the same clip. That's what I was checking. I have something else open. So apparently they had something going on the air, two things going on the air at once.
Well, to think he had such a clear shot at the president, who was not, well, he was surrounded, of course, but he still had a clear shot at him and did not hit him. Wait a minute, Roger. Wait a minute. This is Frank Reynolds. I'm on the air and I'm trying to get some more information. You say the president has gone to the hospital? But can you confirm that he's not been taken to a hospital? He has gone to the hospital. Okay. All right. There really is nothing more that we can tell you at this point except that shots were fired.
I have a feeling this was produced for some kind of an effect.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
That's not the way it aired.
No.
With the kids.
Instead of returning to the White House, has now gone to the hospital to see about
the
condition of his assistant and the others who were hit. Do you want to remind you?
That is the strangest.
Who the hell came up with that idea?
Melted these kids together with the Reagan assassination attempt.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Very strange.
We want to welcome somebody to our News Talk family. Chuck Granger. Sat down and spoke with him, and a lot of folks have been hit hard over the last year with a loss of income that wasn't expected. You know, you're rolling along.